Richard Douglas Pretty passed away at Willingdon Creek Village on September 13, 2023, at the age of 95. He was born in Winnipeg, Manitoba, on May 31, 1928. Richard spent most of his childhood living with his parents on a farm located at Hillside Beach, Manitoba. He joined the Canadian Armed Forces in February, 1943, however, he broke his left tibia on July 8, 1943. As a result of this injury, he was not sent overseas during World War II. He was discharged on April 13, 1945. He re-enlisted on September 28, 1950. He served in Canada, the United States of America, and in the Korean War. He was discharged on June 14, 1954. While in the Army, he trained as a draftsman. Richard had a short career as an entertainer. While living in Winnipeg, he competed for King of the Saddle at the Dominion Theatre competition held every Saturday. He held the title of King of the Saddle for a 50-week run as a country singer. He also wrote many songs and played an acoustic guitar. For many years, Richard lived in Port Alberni, where he was employed by the city of Port Alberni. He also lived on Texada Island for a time. He lived in Estevan, Saskatchewan, for a short while where he was employed by SaskPower, then moved to Edson, Alberta, where he obtained employment with Alberta Transportation as the manager at Grande Cache Airport. After retiring from Alberta Transportation, he moved back to Texada. Richard is survived by his common-law wife Joy Fredericks, his adopted children Robert, Carol, Pretty and Beth Millington Pretty, his stepchildren Kim, Mike, Gautier, Derek Fredericks and Drake Fredericks, his grandchildren Brandy and Rylan Pretty, his step-grandchildren Ashley Fredericks, Harlene Gautier and Charlene Fredericks, his sister Gail Pret of Grande Prairie, Alberta, and half-sister Kim Clausen of Steinbach, Manitoba. He is also survived by nieces and nephews too numerous to name. Richard was predeceased by his parents Leonard and Florence, Hannah, Pret, his stepmother Ida, Monday, Pret, his brothers Herbert and Clinton Pret, his sister Jean Rexedler, his adopted daughter Dawn, and his step-grandson Zachary. Because Richard's loved ones are scattered across the country, there will not be a memorial at this time. As per his wishes, his remains are being cremated and scattered. He shall be missed and always remembered.